In contrast, in hormone receptor positive disease, the median survival for most patients, again, depending on the clinical factors like disease-free interval and how a patient presents, the median survival is more like 5 years. You know, I say that keeping in mind the fact that I have patients who I've been treating for much longer than 5 years and patients who die within 2 years of diagnosis of metastatic disease. So medians are really just that. You know, if you present with diffuse visceral disease with hormone receptor positive breast cancer, even if you're 8 or 10 years out, your prognosis is going to be much worse than a patient who presents with bone-only disease. And of course, if you present within a year of your initial diagnosis, you're going to have more hormone-resistant disease. For HER2-positive breast cancer, it's interesting. If you have de novo HER2-positive metastatic breast cancer, a subset of those patients will be long-term survivors. We saw that in the recent update of the CLEOPATRA trial, where there's now 8-year follow-up of patients that was presented at ASCO. And you know, it's interesting, if you look at the patients who are progression-free, you know, there's a subset of patients who at 8 years have never progressed after first-line therapy with a taxane, pertuzumab, and trastuzumab. And so I think that we know there's that subgroup. They have HER2-enriched disease. We don't totally understand why there is that particular subgroup, and it's not everyone. If you had great HER2-targeted therapy in the neoadjuvant and adjuvant setting, and you develop metastatic breast cancer, your median survival is going to be shorter. Even with our novel agents, those patients are going to have a median survival in the, you know, 2 to 3 year range. You still have more treatment options than triple negative breast cancer even today. So the median survival is going to be a little bit longer, but it's shorter in general than patients with hormone receptor positive disease. There are variations in HER2 positive breast cancer based on ER.
Yeah, but let me just sort of pin you down a little bit, because that number that you just gave, I think, is pretty interesting. 18 months, 5 years, big difference. So roughly, globally, all comers, what are you looking at in terms of median survival with metastatic HER2-positive disease?
Again, I think there's a huge range for HER2-positive breast cancer, and it's so dependent on where you come from, de novo, prior treatment, disease-free interval. The median survivals can be as short as 18 months and as long as 10 plus years, depending on the subset of patients you come from. So probably the median for HER2-positive disease is in the 3 to 4 year range if you take that sort of very resistant HER2-positive disease and mix it with the exquisitely sensitive patients.